She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hi, Craig.
It's Friday. We made it.
Craig smells good.
I feel like
You smell heavenly. Soap, what is that?
Soap and water, some good lotion, and some good...
But what is this? I can't do that.
I forgot the name of it. I forgot.
Okay.
It's called...
You smell good, though.
Well, thank you.
You never smell good. This is like the first time.
It's Friday. Got to go out tonight, you know?
Everybody always says that I smell good. Do I smell good?
When I leave here, I usually go home and change. But today, I'm going from the radio straight to the club.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, you got to just be right. So
okay.
You got to put on that... Hook it up.
Every time he does it, he spits on me.
Yeah.
All right, so the lawyer who initially represented A$AP Rocky in a Swedish assault case was shot today.
Wow.
His name is Henrik Olsen Liljaa, and he was leaving his apartment building this morning in downtown Stockholm when a gunman walked up to him and shot him in the head and then the chest.
Crazy.
Police say that the lawyer was inside the building at the time of the attack,
right,
which means the person obviously knew he lived there,
right,
was waiting for him to open the door or whatever, and then got him. The gunman then jumped into a waiting SUV, which then sped off. This is the lawyer that represented A$AP Rocky,
yep,
when he was first taken into custody after assaulting a man who was harassing him on the streets of Stockholm.
Right.
He was then replaced before the trial began.
Right.
So the Swedish prosecution authority just updated this story and said that a suspect has been arrested on instigation of attempted murder.
Right.
But they can't give any more details.
So this probably has nothing to do with Rocky's case. It just happened to be the lawyer that was representing him in the beginning.
Well, they can't say for sure.
Right.
So that's why we talked about it, Craig J.
Crazy.
R. Kelly, this is all relationship news. I have all relationship news for the rest of the Dirt Report right now.
Here we go.
R. Kelly's so-called girlfriends are going to be visiting him frequently now that he's in prison's general population.
Right.
His attorney, Steve Greenberg, said that Joycelyn Savage and Azriel Clary plan to go see him as soon as the federal prison in Chicago says that he can have visits.
Yep.
Which is going to be happening like any day now. So I guess, you know, people were asking whether or not, you know, can he have conjugal visits? But
right,
don't you have to be legally married for that? Please, if you know the answer to that,
please
call up
us,
and let
yeah
us know, or right, hit us up at Hot 93.7 FM, Jenny Boom Boom TV, or DJ Craig G. I was under the impression
right
that
legally
you had to be legally married
right
in order to have conjugal visits.
Right.
But yeah, that's not going to be happening for R. Kelly.
Okay.
He gets a hug hello
wow
and a hug goodbye, but from each of the ladies.
Right.
You know, during the visit.
Right.
And that's it.
Mm.
No touching other than that. So R. Kelly was moved to Gen Pop earlier this week after claiming he was being treated unfairly in solitary.
You by yourself.
No, like, I feel like I would love solitary confinement.
Just get your thoughts right.
I would love that. Like, no one talks to me all day.
It could get lonely.
But R. Kelly is claiming that he can't read.
Right.
So maybe because like, he has nothing to do.
Right.
You know? I don't think he'd give you a TV in solitary.
Will they give you? You can't. They won't give him a pen because you know
he can't write. He said,
"Well, who wrote all those damn good songs? Who wrote all that good music?"
All right. So Chance the Rapper and his wife Kirsten are the proud parents of a brand new baby. They welcomed their second child 5 months after getting married in California. And I saw the picture of the baby. You can't really see the face, but
right
you can see the bod.
Right.
Check out the baby right now. Hot937.com. That's Hot937.com. They actually announced the birth of their daughter today and said, our sweet baby girl, Marley, is here.
No, I told you the baby name was today.
No. Sorry, I just stressed that word. So Chance and his wife are already parents to a 4-year-old daughter named Kensley.
Okay.
So congratulations to them. And guess who is now a couple?
And more relationship news.
YG and Kehlani.
Wow.
They stepped out for the first time as a couple last night during New York Fashion Week. They were walking hand in hand. We have the video for you, hot937.com.
Wow.
The paparazzi said, is it safe to say it's official? Kehlani said, Then later took to Instagram to admit, she said, the cat's out the bag. She put up 3 photos of herself and YG kissing.
Mm.
When we see him, we got to ask him about this.
So YG's in New York. That means he'll be here Tuesday.
So prior to YG, Kehlani dated singer Party Next Door on and off from 2014 to 2016. And Brooklyn Nets player Kyrie Irving from 2015 to 2016. There was kind of like an overlap in there,
right,
but anyway.
Right.
And YG recently had another child with Caitlin Sparks, who gave birth to their second baby in July. Meanwhile, Kehlani just had her first child in March with guitarist Javi Young White. So they both have babies,
right,
brand new babies,
right,
and they left their people.
Now they're together.
Yes, they're together.
Right, but why you got to have money? You got to be with her.
Like, what do you
everybody
mean?
She's dating has big money.
Well, you're supposed to, like, you're supposed to do that.
Big money. Like, Kyrie got hundreds and hundreds of millions.
Yeah, it's people like me. I'm going to be broke for the rest of my life.
Yo, man.
Hey, we got the Rider 5, a Rush Hour mix with DJ Craig G on the way. Keep it here. It's
Hot 937.
Man.